time to welcome back a good friend of the program here. We've had him on before. Eric Burdenhorf, CEO of Evernet Consulting. We'll give Eric's phone number right up front, 860-656-7810, 860-656-7810. Eric, how are you? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm good.
Well, listen, we're going to talk. First of all, World Password Day on May 2nd. What is that?
Right.
What is that?
Today is the day where everybody's reminded how awful the world is at managing a secure password.
You know, I saw a story the other day, honest to God, maybe you saw it, it made most of the major news sites, that an incredible amount of people, and these are the kind of people that I certainly do, and I know your job in IT and CEO for your company, you want to give them an open-handed dope slap when they do this.
Yeah.
Right? An incredible amount of people use, for their password, 123456. What is wrong with people, Eric? Well, what's wrong?
Look, computers bring us so much utility in work and life. When they start getting in the way of productivity, they start to lose their usefulness, mm-hmm. at least to most normal people. So there's a direct trade-off between usability and security. The more usable a computer is, the less secure it is. That's just the way it goes.
Really? So they want to they figure, listen, I don't want to be hassled with remembering a complicated password, so I'm just going to use, 123456. It's amazing. But listen, let's talk about passwords. Now, what I try to do, and to the credit of many sites that I belong to, the password strength now is a requirement, right? Uppercase, lowercase, a letter, a number, a special character. So at least some of these vendors, and Lord knows, I know you want to talk about this today, Eric, with the fact that a bunch of us now have online streaming accounts, online radio accounts.
Right.
Well, at least the vendors are trying, correct, to have you scramble a good enough password.
Right. Over the years, the vendor has been the one to kind of force the masses to maintain better habits at password management. Started with the password length. And then they said, okay, well, we need you to have password complexity. Even some banks and institutions will even take these, the list that you're referring to, the most common used passwords on Forbes, that article you're referring to, some sites will even use that database of common passwords and say, if you enter one of those, that we're definitely not letting you use one of those. So, unfortunately, the vendor has been shouldering this burden to force us to maintain secure passwords. And now with multi-factor or two-factor authentication, you can start the banks definitely require multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
That's when you type in your username, your password. They say, okay, now we're going to send you a code via email or text message. And then you're going to that's the third or second factor authentication. Unfortunately, Facebook, LinkedIn, are still not mandating multi-factor, but I suspect that's going to come pretty soon.
The guest, Eric Burdenhorf, CEO of Evernet Consulting. Check him out online, evernetco.com, evernetco.com. So, Eric, let's assume that I'm a small or medium-sized business, and I don't know, I'm a small manufacturer, I'm a photographer, I deal with a business that I really want to keep stuff secure, and I say, Eric, what can Evernet do for me for a password? What do I do here? How can I do single layer, double layer? What would you tell me?
So, one thing Evernet does for our clients is we provide the knowledge and advice. We say, look, you have to do unique passwords for all of your accounts, all of your users. You have to do complex and secure passwords. One thing that we do is we often manage the management level account for the various vendors our clients use. So, and because we provide a help desk to our clients 24/7, when they forget their password, they can call Evernet for any of their vendors, and we help them unlock their account or reset their password. So we provide that basic help desk level stuff. from the knowledge standpoint, we help give them tools and tips that help them manage this challenge, this problem. One thing that we often say is use a password generator. LastPass.com provides a free password generator to help you generate just, you know, random strings of numbers for a secure password. LastPass also provides a password manager that you can help install on all your devices that will try to follow you around and help you enter these secure passwords. And so, you know, what Evernet does is we provide the consulting and the knowledge piece, and then we also can manage the support piece when it just becomes overwhelming, because it is overwhelming.
Eric, I wanted to ask you touched on that a couple seconds ago about assistance to remember your password. And I do see some programs or some sites, like you say, that, hey, you know, you can put all your passwords for all your online accounts and your bank accounts and things like that. Don't worry about having to memorize them. They're all on this. I've seen everything from those sites that you talk about to a special program to even using like a USB drive that's got a encryption on it. Are those things safe?
Well, look, a password manager is still a single point of failure, and that's a great point. And that's one of the things that, you know, we advise our clients. So if you use a password manager like LastPass, you better make sure that the password you use to manage that tool is extremely secure. And even the Forbes article says, hey, look, You got to maintain unique passwords and secure passwords for all your accounts. If you have to, don't put your passwords on a document on your desktop. Put them in a book offline, something in the real world. And believe it or not, you know, that's a lot more secure than just a document on your desktop.
Yeah.
So the password management, the password managers can be a valuable tool to help you, but they are a single point of failure. If you have your passwords on a book and in your desk, you know, that's only as secure as that book. The tools can give it and they can take it away, you know, so it's, they can help and they can hurt. You just have to understand the implications.
And you know, I what I have done, Eric, and I've gotten burned relatively few times. Actually, believe it or not, the most times I got burned is my debit card getting hacked. But
We could talk about that.
Oh my God, three times in the past 6 years. But it's funny what I have done to store my passwords. You know, on my email account, I just use asterisks now, and all I need is really like one letter, I'll remember that. And I've also, to try and thwart the ne'er-do-wells, Eric, I start to, my passwords are now really vile phrases, you know? So I'll put like a key number, like my favorite hockey player, and then I'll put like, you know, a key number and the asterisk that'll remind me, oh, my password here is like, you know, scratch my rear. And I don't know if too many Eastern European hackers will be able to figure that out, right?
Well, you know, if anybody puts any level of thought into your methodology, if they even access a password or two by hacking, you know, your account at Target or your account at TurboFax or something, they may be able to derive a pattern. So that's why using a password generator is really the way to go, because you really do want that random string instead of, you know, you could use phrases from songs and things like that.
Exactly.
Believe it or not, that still comes with a pattern. So you really want to avoid patterns. Really focus on that password generator.
Yeah.
Write them down on a book that you keep, you know, secure somewhere in real life. Use a password manager. It's the best you can do. And as far as using your debit card, a debit card is similar to passwords and user accounts online.
Yeah.
So a debit card is your user account, and your PIN is your password.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if you're in the real world and you're entering both of those things, you're exposing your money. I always tell people, use a credit card.
Use a credit card, companies. Yeah.
Because functionally, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just got hacked. Oh, I've been hacked three times in the past 6 years. One cost me well, they gave me the money back. The bank's been good, but $600 was taken out of my account at a Chuck E. Cheese on Long Island. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm beyond the Chuck E. Cheese phase here. My bank actually shut it down because about 10 minutes after I used it at a restaurant, somebody bought clothes with it at a mall in New Jersey, and the algorithm said, nah, he couldn't get there that quickly. And the latest one was somebody paid their cable bill with it. I said, nah, look, sorry, not happening.
A debit card, carrying a debit card around and using that in the real world is as bad as taking all of your cash in your checking account and carrying it in your wallet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a dumb thing to do. Use a credit card, and everybody says, well, I don't like credit cards, but if you use a credit card functionally the same as a debit card, but let the credit card companies insulate your cash, your real money, and I've never been hacked with using that methodology, and I believe all the best finance gurus would say the same thing.
All right. Eric Burrendorf, he's the CEO of Evernet Consulting. Let me give you the number, 860-656-7810, 860-656-7810, EvernetCO.com, EvernetCO.com. Give Eric and his staff a call, and they can help you with password security, single level, double level, triple level. If you want to get really into this, you got to protect stuff in your business. You got to back the stuff up and protect it. And Eric and his staff can help you with that. Eric, good to talk with you again, my friend. Take care.
Good luck, everybody. Thanks.